This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. All you have to do is dial in toll-free to join us here. Our number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we have Skype. You can Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. In addition, we've got the LRN Discord call-in line. You can jump in our Discord, chat with other Free Talk Live listeners during or after the show, or any time for that matter. And then there's a call-in line chat room there, which you can jump into if you want to get on the air with us. And tonight, the us is me, Ian.
And Melanie.
And, of course, you can bring up anything that you want. We always bring things in that we also think that you might find interesting as well. Apparently, the government is back. Melanie, it was a big hubbub over the weekend about...
They always close on the weekend anyway.
Shut down. Yeah, true. Most federal agencies are probably closed on the weekend, although the Parks Service probably still allows people into their parks on weekends.
Well, the parks were extra open because they send out staff to prevent people from coming into the park, whereas usually it's just a big open plot of land that sits there.
Well, what we heard last night was that apparently, and I forget where it was, maybe it was Tennessee, but there was some park where they were sending agents to guard the parking lot. So because the park is so large, they couldn't possibly, like, go along the whole border of the park. They were just guarding the area where people were most likely to park their cars. But then people were just parking their cars on the side of the road and going into the park anyway. So it is nice to see the spirit of civil disobedience alive among the American people.
I don't think
people.
That's civil disobedience.
No? If men with guns are standing guarding a parking lot and you
anytime somebody breaks a law, that doesn't make it civil disobedience.
Well, what would
you have to be doing it for political purposes.
Do you?
For it to be civ dis, yes.
Yeah, I guess you're
otherwise,
right,
you're just breaking a law. And then every person commits civ dis 5 to 7 times a day.
That's a good point. All right, I'll give you that one. So if you want to join us here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. The headlines say the Democrats have given in, according to the Washington Times. They ended their filibuster today and agreed to reopen the government, ending a 3-day work shutdown that embarrassed Washington and only deepened the gridlock that's gripped Capitol Hill. It's not clear what Democrats got out of the shutdown. GOP leaders agreed to a timetable for debating immigration, though they said they were going to do that anyway. And then, you know, going on, they talk more about the shutdown. The Democrats had forced a shutdown after intense pressure from immigrant rights activists and liberal pressure groups who said Congress shouldn't approve any money for government operations unless it also granted eventual citizenship rights to illegal immigrant dreamers, which, of course, I feel like anybody should be able to cross borders without having to ask permission whatsoever. And it's not clear, you know, at this point, what this is going to change, what this shutdown, if anything, is going to change as far as the federal government and how they treat immigrants. I don't expect that it's going to get better over time. I wish that it would, because the more that, you know, people are kept out of the United States, the fewer entrepreneurs we're going to see. Immigrants historically have been more likely than native-born people to be entrepreneurs. They are people who are, I think, more likely to appreciate the freedoms, you know, that they gain by coming here, whereas people who are born here tend to be, I think, a little bit more spoiled. So I think that, you know, they are the kind of people that we want to come into the United States. And
yeah, I don't think those stats hold out throughout all conditions, but that really doesn't mean that you get to shoot people who try to cross your imaginary line.
Right. You being the person who would want to shoot, not you, me, in this
Well, yeah, I don't think that you are sitting at the U.S.-Mexican border shooting people, but whoever is so inclined to do that.
If you want to join us here, you are welcome to
English
do so.
Have pronouns.
But there was this big deal about the government shutting down over the weekend, and as we learned, and as has been the case every time with one of these threatened shutdowns or actual shutdowns, it's only a partial shutdown. They're only shutting down a fraction of the actual government.
They're mostly just not paying their bills. It's like if I ran a business And I just decided not to pay my bills that week. And I was like, oh, I'm shut down. But I continued doing everything else.
Right.
It's like, no, I'm not. I'm just a deadbeat. Those are two different things.
Well, apparently, had it gone on long enough, there would have been some bureaucrats who wouldn't have gotten a paycheck. But since they're back already, then they're going to get paid. And even if they had missed a paycheck, they would have ended up getting back pay in most cases.
Yeah, last time, most people just kept showing up to work anyway, which is kind of astounding to me. But it didn't really seem to hurt them. It didn't really seem to hurt the feds.
Well, right. I mean, they're not going to take a pay cut because even if they show up, and even if they don't get paid for that week, after the shutdown ends, they'll then get the back pay later. So, I mean, they're pretty much guaranteed to get paid. Whether they come in or not, they're going to get their money because they work for the government. And, you know, it's just a sweet deal, apparently, working for the government. You get all kinds of benefits. You get a much, much higher average pay than if you have an equivalent in the private sector. You get paid higher than
the
equivalent.
You get paid higher when you count benefits. Usually the base salary for equivalent positions is higher in the private market.
Is that true? Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe I had heard the statistic when it counted benefits.
Or at least they used to be a lot, like especially when you have like pensions and stuff.
Yeah.
In some cases, pensions, you only have to be there for 10 or 15 years to get one. So there's people who have
that's pretty sweet.
Three government pensions.
Right. So, double dipping, triple dipping. Yeah, we see that around here a lot with just the local bureaucrats, with the state government, where the one of the housing enforcers had worked for the Keene Police Department prior to that. And so he was collecting his retirement pension from the police department while taking a full-time position with a code enforcement division. So, I mean, they do this stuff all the time. In fact, during the Robin Hood situation here in Keene, where we had people filling parking meters and ended up getting sued by the city of Keene in that case, they hired a former Keene police captain, I think. Yeah, former Keene police captain, who had retired, was collecting his retirement, and they paid him for 40 hours of walking around in the streets recording video of the Robin Hooders. So, you know, they're always double-dipping and back-scratching when, you know, they get the opportunity to. It's totally the good old boys network. It's totally what it is, and it's that way everywhere. You know, you think you got the good old boys where you live? You do. And they're here, too.
Well, some places are worse than others. I mean,
probably. Like New Jersey, for instance,
would be one of the worst states. Yeah.
Exactly. So, I mean, you could do a lot worse than New Hampshire, and we like it a lot here. We're not yet, you know, we haven't seceded yet, but maybe someday. If you want to join us on the radio, you can. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. International headlines from the Philippines. We talked last night about Venezuela, so it's appropriate that we follow that up with a check-in from the Philippines, where President Rodrigo Duterte is now being accused, and probably rightfully so, of trampling on press freedom. Philippine journalists took to the streets, according to Yahoo and AFP, on Friday in support of a news website facing state-enforced closure. The government withdrew the corporate registration of the Rappler website this week and has summoned its chief executive to answer a cyber libel complaint in what media watchdogs describe as payback for critical coverage of Duterte's deadly war on drugs. And for those that aren't familiar, that's one of the aspects here that we've been following. Since Duterte took over, he was kind of called the Trump of the Philippines because he was known for just coming out and saying outrageous things that in a lot of cases would get somebody in, like, you know, serious trouble and impugn their career. But in this case, it actually got him more popularity, the more offensive things that he was saying, like about how he wished he could have been part of a prison gang rape of a woman because he was the mayor of the town and that he should have gotten first crack. So that was one example of something that was quite offensive that he said, and his poll numbers went up after that. So, I mean, the guy is, by all evidence, a psychopath. There's been evidence that back when he was the mayor of Davao in the Philippines, that he had ordered, like, death squads to kill people. One of the guys who was on one of the death squads actually came out later on and said that he's personally witnessed Rodrigo Duterte murder somebody with, like, an Uzi or something like that. So, I mean, this is the guy who's the president now of the Philippines, and he is apparently targeting a critical website, the Rappler, and summoning, again, their chief executive to answer for cyber libel. We'll tell you more about it coming up here, and your calls and thoughts are certainly welcome. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm, and you can join us in the LRN Discord at discord.lrn.fm.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh! My dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Dynovite .com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
Dynovite.com.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. 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 I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Of course, you can bring up what you want. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. 833. Joining you in the studio here, you've got Ian.
And Melanie.
And also want to make sure you know about Bitcoin.com. If you are interested in cryptocurrency, there's a great place to go to get started and to learn the basics. That's Bitcoin.com. That's where I would recommend anybody go to learn the ropes of crypto. And, of course, it's a very, very deep world, and you can dive in as deep as you want. But that's a good starting point. Bitcoin.com. If you're not new, however, and you just want to get the latest news headlines, you should also go over to Bitcoin.com, specifically to their news site, which is news.bitcoin.com. They've got a bunch of cool features over at Bitcoin.com. They've got a forum. They've got handy tools for converting Bitcoin prices and more. Head over to Bitcoin.com. As we continue, we're talking about Rodrigo Duterte. He is back in the news again, the president of the Philippines, who has just been so controversial. And I got to say, I was shocked at a recent Bitcoin conference. I won't say which one it was, but at a Bitcoin conference, I was having a conversation with somebody whose wife lives in the Philippines, or is from originally. I guess she doesn't live there now, but was from the Philippines. And so they've spent quite a bit of time over there. And I remember being just shocked. This guy sounded like he was friendly to freedom, but then what he said made it pretty clear that he wasn't. Because he thought that Rodrigo Duterte's drug war, which, for those that aren't aware, is basically just straight-up execution. So no, you know, due process, extrajudicial killings, essentially, where the police, if they see you in the streets and they decide that you are a drug dealer, or they want to think that you're a drug dealer, or would like other people to believe that you were a drug dealer, they will just straight-up murder you. And they'll claim something like, you know, they thought you were going to pull a gun or whatever. And they won't have any kind of consequences for it. And also, others who commit murders of drug users or drug dealers, they say they're going to investigate those crimes, but I suspect they're not investigating them real hard. There have literally been thousands of people killed since Rodrigo Duterte took over, what was it, the summer of 2016, I think, in this insane war on drugs. And there are also thousands more who've been arrested and put into really cramped prison conditions that are cramped beyond belief. We were looking at photos of it, and there were actually people sleeping on the stairs in the stairwell, because that's how out of room this prison was. They had people sleeping outside in a recreation area, like a basketball court or something like that, just sandwiched in like sardines with one another because they don't have enough room in the prisons. And so even with all of the killings that the police are committing, they still haven't reduced the amount of people in the prisons either. They are just loaded up. And that's this guy's war on drugs. His idea, he really is like in a war on drugs. He's killing people in the streets. And the shocking part was this guy thought it was a good thing. The guy I was talking to.
Everybody at a crypto meeting is, and what you're describing to me is only slightly more extreme than some places I've seen in the States, but everybody at a crypto meeting is not an anarchist.
No, certainly
not.
And
if you talk to somebody about whatever it is that they're good on, so if you're going to a specific type of interest meeting, you're going to meet people who are good on that thing because it's a meeting you're also going to.
Sure.
If you talk to somebody about what they're good on and you kind of don't pay attention and don't, like, actively vet people, everybody's going to kind of start to sound like an anarchist
because
you're not talking to them about any other issue.
Right. Well, I mean, not everybody. I mean, if you go to crypto conferences, you will also encounter regulators, and you'll encounter there's a certain group within the cryptocurrency community that really just wants to obey the government because they see it as, oh, well, if we're obedient to the government, then the government will protect us from competition or whatever, or they're not going to shut us down. So there is a crowd of actual arch, like, statist or at least state-obedient people.
Well, yeah, and there are, but even among the people who are just like, I'm here because yay crypto, you can't just then confer from that, then you also must be a voluntarian.
I wasn't. I didn't confer from that. There was other things that he said that made him sound libertarian-friendly. I don't remember what they were, but,
okay.
You know, but that's why I was surprised when he just came right out and said that he basically supports murdering people. because he believes that that tactic of just killing drug dealers in the streets is actually working to reduce crime. Like, he firmly believes that based on his experience and the experience of people that he knows down in the Philippines. He truly believes that Rodrigo Duterte is killing all the right people and that it's totally fine to just kill people in order to try to make society better. And it was just like, okay, man, well, have a nice day. I'm not here to argue, you know, there's no point in arguing about that. And it was just like, man, to me, it seems like violence begets violence, and that violence, when you sow the seeds of violence, you end up reaping what you've sown. But if people still haven't learned that lesson, me arguing with them about it isn't going to, you know, to teach it to them.
I mean, so, it was just sad. I feel like it's my job to tell, and not necessarily to go out and tell people, but it's my job to tell people, you know, about anarchy, and it's their job to accept it or not. I don't think this guy has never heard of the concept of not offing people in the street, so there's really not
much.
Heard
of it, yeah.
Yeah, there's really not much to discuss here because, right. A lot of statists, this concept of statelessness has never crossed their mind. There's nobody alive who the thought of just not shooting people down in the street has crossed their mind as an option. So he's aware of that option,
yeah.
Which means he's actively rejecting it. There's right. Nothing left for us to do.
Exactly. I mean, I listened to him kind of explain himself because I'd never actually heard somebody just come right
just
out.
Kind of out of morbid curiosity.
Because we're at this party and, you know, it was something to do. And, I mean, whenever we get on the air and we talk about the war on drugs, we talk about ending the war on drugs, we always invite people to call in who want to keep the war going. And we know they're out there, but they never call. I mean, almost
they're probably
never.
Not listening to libertarian talk radio.
People listen to talk radio they don't agree with. You realize that, right?
Yes, but
so if they're listening to talk radio at the time we're on, they're listening to Free Talk Live in a lot of cases. Because in some markets, we're the only choice for talk radio on the radio. So, but anyway, the point is, we've been doing this for years, and it's very rare that you'll actually find a real ardent drug warrior to call in. And even then, most of them aren't going to say, put them to death. They're not going to come right out and say that they want to execute.
I know some people in real life who will say that. Most of them used to be drug dealers, by the way.
Really? What do they want to do? Kill their competition?
They grew up and had kids, and now they want to kill all the drug dealers.
Oh, I see. So they've matured, is the idea.
Yeah, they're uh-huh. They're above it now because they got knocked up instead of getting high that day. So
the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. I suspect it was both. They probably got high and knocked up.
I didn't ask.
At the same time. 855-450-3733. But what happened in the Philippines to a website that was critical of President Duterte, the man who has just been slaughtering his own people? And apparently he also doesn't like it when local media criticizes him for that, so they're trying to attack this website and shut it down. There's more on the way here. It is Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And that's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype as well, so Skype on in here at Skype username lrn.fm. Or join us in the new on-air chat room on the Discord at discord.lrn.fm. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Anarchapulco. However, if you want to attend this year, sorry, you're going to have to find somebody who's willing to sell you their ticket because the event has sold out for the first time in the history of the event, which is this is the fourth year of Anarchapulco. I had the pleasure of going last year, and it really is the, I would say, premier libertarian networking convention party event. I mean, there's a lot of great speakers, including Ron Paul, who's going to be the keynote this year. There's also live music, like Jordan Page, Backwards, Rob Hussle, and more. They're probably going to have well over a dozen plus speakers. I only have a partial list here. I'm guessing more than a couple dozen, but it was a big event last year, and it's going to be even bigger this year. The Princess Resort in Acapulco, Mexico, it's coming up fast, too. We're less than 4 weeks away from it. It's happening February 15th through the 18th. That's February 15th through the 18th. We're looking forward to seeing you there. And again, if you didn't get your tickets in time this year, start planning for next year, because if this year was a sellout, it's guaranteed to happen again next year. So, you know, block off some time in February of 2019, because you're going to want to be attending this event. And if you can find a ticket, maybe Adam Kokesh will sell his ticket, since he's in a jail cell right now, and there's no guarantee that he's going to be getting out. I'd heard that people had raised the bail money for him, but that hasn't apparently come to fruition yet. So I don't know what the latest is on Adam
Kokesh. They were talking about not paying the bail so that they could just go and demand that the jail release him instead.
That's not going to work.
No, it's not.
No. I mean, it doesn't hurt to, you know, go and make a spectacle at a jail. We've certainly done that here in New Hampshire on a number of times in the Keene area. Of course, I was also arrested one of those times.
Right, but you were not under any delusion like this is an alternative to bail.
No, not at all. But they did arrest a dozen of us as we ended up being called the Trespassive 12 in that particular case, which was a pretty interesting case. But you can go back in the archives at freekeen.com if you're interested in learning more about that. Anyway, we're going to be there, Free Talk Live, broadcasting from the event. I actually haven't even gotten my plane ticket yet, so I probably should do that because I hear they get more expensive the closer you get to the
actual. Yeah, you should usually buy planes like 2 months in advance.
2 months out, yeah.
Although I don't know about international. That's
I don't either.
Domestic,
so. Anarchapulco.com is where you can go. They are going to live stream the event, though, this year, and that's because it's sold out. So if you did miss out on it, you're going to get to watch, you know, whoever speaking from the live stream. So check it out at anarchapulco.com as we continue here. We're talking about the Philippines, which is a country that you probably don't want to visit because it is crime-ridden from what, you know, people tell me who've actually lived there. And they've elected a tough guy, Rodrigo Duterte, who's, you know, not only talks tough about crime, but actually does commit murder, apparently, himself, according to one of his former death squad.
As opposed to going through a third party.
Like having the police do it. Yeah. Like Obama or Bush or Trump, they're not going to do their dirty work. But Rodrigo Duterte is the kind of guy who actually will rip some fingernails off of people. I mean, that's the kind of guy, apparently, who he is. And I don't know if he's actually done that. But there was a guy who worked with him previously who said he's witnessed him commit murder before. Which, you know, is crazy, but that's just...
I mean, it also might be the case that if... So, the U.S. kind of has the advantage of being kind of de facto intimidating. It might just be the case that other politicians in other countries have to kind of earn their intimidation points. So they just, oh yeah, I saw him kill like 37 people. Like, you better obey the laws. I don't think it's entirely that, but I think you do have to take that into consideration when you're comparing a Venezuela dictator to a U.S. dictator.
No, I see what you're saying there. Although this guy is probably way more rough and tumble than the Venezuelan dictator. I mean, Maduro is a former bus driver, whereas this dude is...
I'm sorry, we're talking about Venezuela all the time. I meant Philippines.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're both very interesting countries to look at. We did look at Venezuela's latest news last night on Free Talk Live. So if you missed that, you can go grab the archive anytime you want at freetalklive.com. But what's going on there now in the Philippines is that the website Rappler, R-A-P-P-L-E-R, Rappler, has been targeted by the Duterte administration, and they are facing a state-forced closure with its chief executive summoned to answer a cyber libel complaint. 200 journalists and activists, most of them wearing black, gathered in North Manila at dusk to protest the ruling, seen by critics as Duterte's latest bid to stifle opposition to his narcotics crackdown. The protesters carried banners saying, "Fight the Duterte dictatorship and defend press freedom." Duterte spokesman Harry Roque said in a statement that the demonstration showed that, quote, "freedom is alive and democracy is alive in the Philippines," unquote. So they're pointing out that, hey, look, we didn't crack down on these guys, so therefore freedom. You can protest here in the Philippines. Although Rappler, founded in 2012, is among a handful of Philippines-based news organizations which had produced reports critical of Duterte's flagship war on drugs that the government says has now claimed the lives of nearly 4,000 suspects. Because that's how it goes in the Philippines. If you're a suspect for drugs, you end up dead. You don't get to court. You just get killed in the streets. Human rights groups charge that thousands more have been killed by shadowy vigilantes. So, again, the 4,000 number, that's the number attributed to the police. Those are the official killings on behalf of the government. And of course, the Philippines isn't a small place. I believe there's a population of over 100 million people there, so keep that in mind. But still, it is a shocking number. The government's corporate regulator alleged the news organization violated a constitutional ban on foreign ownership of local media when its parent company issued Philippine depository receipts for Rappler shares that were sold to a foreign fund. Rappler maintains the investment did not constitute equity nor give the investors veto on editorial matters and has vowed to fight Monday's ruling, which takes effect after 50 days. Rappler's had a testy relationship with Duterte since he won an election on his anti-crime platform in 2016, with the Philippine leader threatening last year to expose the website's American ownership. Duterte has also publicly attacked other media outlets that have criticized his policies, including leading daily The Philippine Daily Inquirer and major broadcaster ABS-CBN, threatening to block the TV station's application for a franchise renewal. And if you think for a moment that the United States is somehow immune from this because we have freedom or something, then, you know, look, it's just a difference in degrees here. The people that are being targeted in the Philippines, yeah, it seems clear that they're probably being targeted for political purposes, and there likely aren't as many organizations there to target as there are here in the United States. But a licensing process is still a control process. It's still a way for the government to control the media, to control who gets access to the airwaves, to control who gets to provide the news and information and the entertainment for the people of any given area. And when you have to ask permission, when you have to beg a government bureaucrat for permission to be able to turn on a transmitting device, you don't have press freedom. You might be able to report on the things you want to report on if you can get the license. But if you can't get that license, then you're effectively completely locked out. And the only opportunity you'll have is what you can create on the internet for yourself, which, thank goodness, it's a way we have to actually get the word out about things these days, which is helpful. Or you can try to call into the talk shows that are allowed on the air on the station that the government allowed to be on the air in the first place. So, again, don't think for a moment that the United States is somehow this bastion of freedom in comparison to the Philippines. It is just a difference in degrees, and it's probably cheaper to apply for a government license in the Philippines than it is here in the U.S. I'm speculating on that point. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype as well at Skype username lrn.fm. Plus, you can join us in the Discord chat room where we've got an on-air call-in line there. Discord's available at discord.lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of LicoChops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved LicoChops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
People are waking up. They're standing up to those pushing pesticides and GMOs as safe alternatives for a starving world. What a bunch of crap! I tell you, I'd rather eat dirt. So, I drink Life Change Tea. It's an herbal drink, cleansing my body of toxic sludge and nasty chemicals, and of course, ridding the intruders that are hidden in my so-called food. And by the way, Life Change Tea is non-GMO and organic. No fillers, no yuck. Just a great defense against you-know-what. May this supplement force awaken you. Don't fall to the dark side? Sorry. I went to the movies last night. Anyway, enough said. How do you get that herbal drink and change your life? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You will awaken. You will get stronger, and you might even lose a bit of weight. So awaken to Life Change Tea and the many one-of-a-kind supplements at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. May the supplement force be with you.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
When you own your own restaurant, you have to do it all. Say your chef's out sick, you have to cook. If your busboy's a no-show, you have to clear tables. I even print my own dinner specials every day. You know, in all my spare time.
Right now at Staples, get up to $80 off select HP OfficeJet Pro printers as HP celebrates 30 years of helping small businesses succeed.
Thanks to Staples, now I have time to scrub my stock pots. So glamorous.
Staples. Saving money equals saving sanity. End 1/27/18. See store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Is Free Talk Live, and you are able to call in and bring up anything you want. Just dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm, and there's the LRN Discord at discord.lrn.fm, where the listeners in the LRN Discord right now in the Free Talk Live chat room have somehow managed to actually predict the next caller who has just called into the show. It's Ian and Melanie in the studio here tonight. If you haven't checked out the new Discord yet, you ought to do that. It is free, and it's cross-platform. So, you know, whether you've got a Macintosh or Windows or Linux or you've got an iPhone or an Android, you can download the Discord app for that device, and you can get into our chat rooms there. It's also available on the web, so maybe you don't want to download an app. You just want to go to a website. You can do the web version of it. Just go to discord.lrn.fm. You'll find people in our chat rooms throughout the day, throughout the night. They're always talking about something, and when we're on the air, sometimes they talk about what we're discussing right now. And one of our chatters in there was referring to President Duterte in the Philippines, this psychopath who, under his control, the country, country's police have murdered approximately 4,000 drug suspects. So no trials necessary. Just kill them right there in the streets is the official policy, and don't expect any kind of serious investigation.
So the difference is that they made that the official policy.
Correct. Yeah, that's basically how it works there. And any kind of serious investigation of, you know, untoward criminal activity by the police is going to be completely ignored because that's the policy. And then there's also thousands more of drug suspects who were killed by vigilantes. So nobody knows who murdered those people. But if you find a needle by a body, then that means they must have been a drug pusher. So therefore, just go ahead and ignore that murder.
I don't know how many drug pushers carry around needles. That seems kind of silly.
Well, we just don't have time to investigate this killing. It may be silly, but we've got to be over here doing other things. We'll just leave that body for the cleanup crew because they're just, I mean, they do have other crimes to investigate, but ultimately there's basically a policy, it seems, of ignoring any kind of murders of anybody that's suspected of drugs there. It's just a crazy situation. But one of our chatters in there right now, Singularity, says the easiest explanation for Duterte is that he's a puppet installed by a competing drug cartel to control the whole country, which would mean that he is doing the bidding of that cartel and killing off their competition while leaving the other cartel members that control him alone. Now, that's a theory. I don't know if there's anything to back it up.
Well, I mean, that's pretty much how... That's not definitionally what a government is, but it's pretty close.
A protection racket?
Yeah.
Definitely. Let's go to Ricky. He's on the line and calling from the Commonwealth, Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Ricky.
Thank you, Valerie, and I really appreciate that. Now, you know, it's funny there. You mentioned singularity. Now, I will say Ricky from the Commonwealth can't really use Discord because he uses a Windows phone. You
wah,
know, Microsoft...
Wah, wah.
Well, how do you do it with your Xbox? How's your Xbox working with this?
I don't have an Xbox.
Oh, you don't have an Xbox? I thought
no,
you had
I don't,
one.
I don't generally buy Microsoft products.
Well, anyways, I sent all that stuff to the administrator. He hasn't done back to me.
Huh? You can't even open it from the regular browser?
Yeah, you can open it in a browser. I don't know if you can open it in a mobile browser on a Microsoft phone.
You cannot.
So what you're saying is, Ricky, the person who's claiming to be you in the chat room is not, in point of fact, you.
No, that is me.
It was
me. I wasn't able to register.
Okay, wait. How are you in the chat room but also can't get in the chat room?
I can't use voice chat. There's a hard block thing put on. I have sent a ton of crap to the administrator. He hasn't gotten back to me yet.
Which administrator?
Huh?
Which administrator?
The administrator of Discord.
Oh, you emailed the Discord Corporation, is what you're saying.
No, on the LRN chat.
I have not gotten any kind of message from you at any point. Maybe you're talking about Stefan. You're talking about Stefan from Ohio?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, that's true. He is the true administrator of the Discord. He's the one who created it. Okay, so that was you, because people were wondering whether that was you who had gotten in there as Ricky from the Commonwealth.
Yes, and here's the thing. There's been a hard block put on. I'm confident of that. I've done research going back since...
You.
No, it's Discord back to 14. I worked with Microsoft Edge when it was Project Spartan. I know it exceptionally well as a web browser. It's UWP.
Does anybody actually use the Microsoft Edge browser? Does that actually happen? Like, besides people who've just turned their computer on for the first time after buying it and don't have any browsers installed, and then they go into Microsoft Edge to then go and download Firefox or Chrome?
There are certain government websites that will only work on that browser
that
and
right?
some previous versions of the other Microsoft browser. And so if I have to go to one of those websites...
You have to. Okay.
I got an even better one on this. Get this now. I don't have a problem with third-party apps. Now, there is a port. There's a third-party app, but it's impossible to use because it's so buggy in the public beta. Now, here's another thing. Now, there is Clamor, which is a third-party app. But see, Discord will not allow. You have to go to another browser, okay, and get a token from another browser on a PC and then use it here. And then you can log into it because they will not let you log into their system. This has been going on ever since.
You're saying that Discord won't allow you to log in from a Microsoft phone?
Well, no. See, if you use a third-party app like Clamor, that works.
I don't know what that is, dude. I'm sorry. I don't know anything about Microsoft phones. I don't know anyone that has one.
I sent Stefan 39 pages of a Discord page where they have been talking about this since the early part of 15.
Brother, and I don't know what you're talking about. I Melanie, do you have any idea what he's referring to right now?
No.
I don't know.
But
okay, I'm just making sure I'm
not
alone.
To ask
no, just making, I just want to make sure I'm not alone in being super confused.
Yeah, use Opera.
All right, look, man. Look, don't you have, like, a normal computer?
Yeah, I got one that can run an Oculus Rift, but I'm in a hotel room at the moment.
Okay, all right. I got you.
I can't get Opera. I can't download that. That's not accessible. I can't use Chrome. I can't use it.
I thought you loved Microsoft. I thought Microsoft was like greatest thing
honestly,
ever for you.
Honestly, this sounds like a problem with the Microsoft phone. I know the only people who I've known had them, they had them for a couple months, and they were horrible.
Yeah.
No, you don't understand. It's never worked. It isn't worked going back to 15.
But why do you still have it? I mean, it's 2018.
No, you don't understand. I can run the web app. I just can't use the damn voice chat. And you can't use it on Xbox either.
Yeah, but you were just... Okay, so...
Right, but this is a complaint about Microsoft,
right.
Not a complaint
about
Discord.
Your phone sucks. I mean, that's the thing. Like,
Discord
are...
a hard block on it, no doubt. That has been implied in their
what
answer.
What is a hard block? What is who's hard blocking what?
They are hard blocking the browser. Now, there was actually a workaround.
Who is they? Who is they? Microsoft?
Discord.
Discord? I am so confused. Discord. How can Discord block your browser, dude?
It has nothing to do with the browser. It has to do with them blocking that particular facet of it. The browser works for the application. I just can't use voice chat.
Well, I'm sure people would appreciate you just in text chat. At least now we know that it was actually you. Thank you for the call tonight, Ricky. The toll-free number here tonight.
I don't know what he was calling about. I know that can be done because I know that some government websites, I'm not going to use the correct terminology because I don't know what it is, essentially like firewall different browsers, mm-hmm. because that's why it only works on
internet. Right.
But I don't see how a private company would have any incentive to do that.
No, they want, the private company wants you to be able to use more than
because,
one browser.
You know, the government's getting the kickback from Microsoft. So
or whoever, yeah.
Why a private company would do that, and you have to go to that website if you have to go to it. It's not like you say, well, I don't like Discord, I'll go back to Facebook.
It may be that there are so few users with Microsoft phones that Discord just decided this isn't worth our time, right? Like to some extent you do want to maximize your capability, but if you've got 0.01% of your audience that insists on using this Microsoft phone that nobody has, and the question is, how many of your hours of programming time, because you only have so many programmers and they only have so many hours of time in a week, how many hours are you going to have them work on fixing the bugs so that 3 of your 3 million users can actually access the website on their, outdated Microsoft phone? So maybe that's part of the problem. Maybe
would that apply to a regular? So I know if you're trying to download it to an app, you can have problems specific to that device, but mm-hmm. would that apply even if you're just on the regular browser?
It could, because there are some sites that have incompatibilities with certain browser types, and just like if somebody is to email me with some obscure error with an obscure browser, I'm just going to be like, look, dude, I don't have time to deal with this. I'm sorry it's not working for you, but if you just go ahead and open up Firefox or Chrome, it'll work fine. More coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Equality for women? Melanie will tell it about.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.